Okay, we're coming back. And we're back on News Radio KMAN's In Focus, talking today with USD 383 Superintendent Marv and Board Member Jardine Coleman. School board meets tonight at 6:30, and lots to get to here tonight. We'll start next with the construction update, and there is a lot of construction going on in the district right now, and a big chunk of that will be with the new elementary school in Blue Township.
Yeah, that work still continues with all of our construction projects, and our contractors have been following the COVID, the Center for Disease Control guidelines about social distancing, the other things that we're supposed to do with COVID-19. So pleased to be able to say that they are following those guidelines like they're supposed to, just like the rest of us. And our projects continue to move forward right now. Let's see, we're working on Oliver Brown Elementary, the new school, the early learning centers, both middle schools, the Keith Noel Maintenance Center, MHS West, and then for elementaries, there's Lee, Marlatt, and Bergman, all having work done right now, whether it's in the planning process or actual construction beginning. At the early learning centers, when you go by there, oh, the College Hill site, you know, can really see a lot of things going on. That they've got steel trusses for the storm shelter in place. They're getting ready to complete that shelter, getting things welded in place, and then pouring a concrete lid on it. There's wood framing that's moving along. They're waiting on roofers to get some stall trusses put in. They're putting door frames in. So just a lot of things going on at that site. Oliver Brown, that's been bogged down a little bit due to rain. They just haven't been able to get the heavy equipment out there as much as they wanted to. But now that the rain stopped a little bit, they are concentrating on getting that building pad taken care of. So we are behind on that project right now, a little bit concerned about it, but I know everybody shares that concern, and they're going to get on it as much as they can, weather permitting. The middle schools, both Eisenhower and Anthony, Eisenhower, they've got construction fencing up already, and they're beginning to mobilize there at the site this week. Anthony, they had been moving in fill dirt, and I think they've got it at the level where they feel like they've got the fill dirt they need, and now it's just a matter of waiting for a couple of weeks to see how much of it settles, make sure it really is where it needs to be before they can move forward on that project.
Part of why the feeding site is moving, because that construction project is moving along. So,
that's true. Yes. Yeah. And then West Campus, they're continuing to do planning work there, and I believe the plans at this point is that the architect is to have construction documents to the contractor by April 23rd. So later this month. Keith Noel Maintenance Center, you know, when we drive by that, used to drive by that coming out to Cayman, you could really see the work coming along, and, you know, they've got the roof system in place, subcontractors are working on it, sheetrock was delivered yesterday, electrician's been running conduit, so a lot of activity at that site. Marlatt, they're still the design team's meeting, and I think it's been put on hold until about 2 weeks from now, then they're going to pick those meetings up again. Same, Lee Elementary is another one that we did get bids in 2 days ago on Monday, and we plan to take a guaranteed maximum price to the board at our April 15th board meeting. Then Bergman, they're still doing design work on it, moving forward. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes and still moving forward with these projects.
All right. Well, that's good.
And I think, Brandon, you asked at the very beginning about some silver linings and things that are happening. I think even though, students are not in our buildings, that presents opportunities for some of these projects to get started maybe a little ahead of schedule, and for our construction teams to have a little bit more time over sort of like an extended summer period for them to have just empty buildings. So we are trying to find just some hope and some positivity in the circumstances that we're dealing with.
That's a really good point. I'd like to be able to say, you know, these three projects, these four projects are going to be accelerated because of these opportunities mm-hmm. that are, you know, and I just don't know where we're at with that. Like Jardine and I were talking before during the break about we haven't had our facilities and growth meeting where we get together and talk about those things in a couple of weeks. So I'm looking forward to finding out, you know, where we really can accelerate some stuff during this difficult time.
All right. Well, that's good to hear this progress going on there. Let's move on to the big item here on the agenda tonight, the continuous learning waiver. I know classes were set to resume originally this week, and I guess they are to an extent here, maybe not in the traditional sense, but you guys will discuss the continuous learning waiver and maybe just kind of explain what that entails.
Okay. I know. That's let's see. Today was the first day of school in our new format, and I had a hard time sleeping last night. I was so excited about it. A little bit of concern, of course, but really excited about seeing how this is going to go. And we've got a meeting at. Here in a couple minutes to talk about how the first, you know, this first day has been going, and we've got a meeting with all of our administrators tomorrow to get feedback on it. But we do have where elementary students were picking up their belongings and instructional materials yesterday and today. Secondary did that Monday and Tuesday, and instruction started today, you know, for all the way from pre-K through 12. And like you said, it's part of that continuous learning plan. It is on the agenda for tonight for the board to be able to approve the waiver packet that allows for us to be able to use the continuous learning plan throughout the rest of the year.
All right. And go ahead.
Jardine, anything else on this? These last 3 weeks have just, it's been something else.
Yeah, I think it's just important to say that we recognize that, you know, students and families are chomping at the bit to get back to academics. And we, as our board president, Carla, presented in her statement earlier this week, we are just hoping that the community can meet us with grace and patience as we fumble through this new learning format. None of us ever expected to have to do education this way, and definitely not with 10 days to plan it. And so we know there will be some hiccups, but we have an outstanding staff, an outstanding administrative team, and we just are excited to see how we can finish up our school year. We'll still be using all the same formats that students were using in the classroom. They'll just be doing that from their kitchen tables or their living room couches or their bedrooms. And teachers are still available to help and assist. So don't feel like we're just throwing information at you and we just expect you to figure it out. Please reach out, ask questions, because if you have a question, I'm sure your neighbor has the same question. We're excited to be back in school and just looking for grace and patience from the community.
And in Zoom meetings I've had with the Department of Education, they keep stressing the fact that we have to start this slowly. Don't bury people in work. Don't give people the expectation that they're supposed to be doing six and a half hours of instruction every day.
Right.
That's not the way it's going to be done anymore. And some of my excitement or my trepidation last night was thinking about there's going to be some people that think that the amount of work being given is too much. There's going to be some that think it's not enough. We're just going to have to work through all of those things. And the way that the staff are having ongoing communication with the families is going to help that a lot.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I can tell you from my own personal experience that I've gotten lots of communication from the school. So I know that our principals, our school social workers, our teachers, they are reaching out to families.
Yeah, and I know it's way different. And I'm curious, I've had my thoughts about this. Will there be an opportunity for kids to interact via Zoom with some of their classmates as this goes along? Has that been discussed as a possibility?
It has been discussed as a possibility, and we're looking now. Secondary is already doing things with devices. Elementary is part of the discussion. When we look at that, we've got, you know, how little time there is left in this school year, you know, how do we want to try to do some of these things? But I guess to answer your question, yes, that is part of the discussion for us. And with what the board's going to be approving tonight, there's an application to waive some attendance requirements. There's some assurances we make that we're going to be, that we have a continuous learning plan, that we're going to pay all of our employees just like we were operating in a regular school year. Then we have the plan itself, the application, where it's got four different sections. There's academic support, social emotional support, family and community, and then some other things where how do we work with the health department in order to make sure that our sites are safe, those kind of things. So I think, you know, that we keep moving, and I know we're going to have a report for the board tonight.
All right. Well, it's 9:30. We're about out of time here, and we'll see what goes on here and how the rest of the next 6 weeks pan out. I guess it's a good thing it happened at the end of the year, not at the beginning of the year, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah.
If there's any silver lining to this. Well, I appreciate you coming on here, Jardine Coleman, Dr. Marvin Wade, the Superintendent of Schools at USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Jardine.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We'll talk with the Manhattan Fire Department next on News Radio KMAN.